Hello again, everybody. It's good to have you with us once again for yet another daily devotional. Some of you have been with us from almost the very start, and we really appreciate you tuning in day after day, week after week, month after month. There's a golden principle in the Bible, and it's simply this: trust in the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. The Bible says it is better to trust in the Lord than to put our confidence in man. I wonder today, are you really trusting in the Lord? You might say, well, yes, I'm trusting the Lord for salvation. I'm trusting the Lord to get me to heaven. But are you trusting the Lord day by day to meet your needs, to guide you, to lead you? Are you trusting the Lord to give you peace and contentment? Are you trusting the Lord to deal with your fear and your anxiety? Are you trusting with God to meet all of your needs? Or are you trusting a little bit in yourself? Are you trusting in others? Maybe today, in the midst of all of the crisis that's on, you're looking towards the politicians, you're looking towards the NHS, you're looking towards the scientists, you're looking to Stormont, Brussels, Westminster, for vaccinations and to bring a cure to this pandemic. And of course, many of those things have their place, and many of those things are important, but it's so vital to trust in the Lord, first and foremost, to seek him first, and not to put our faith and confidence too much in man. Some people trust themselves. Some people trust maybe their denomination. That's where their faith's in. That's where their confidence lies. Maybe it's their pastor or something else. But at the end of the day, all of these things ultimately will be stripped from us and taken from us. And it's important to trust in the Rock of Ages, who is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. You know, Andrew Bonner was a great Scottish preacher. Horatius Bonner, his brother, was also a preacher and a well-known hymn writer. They were friends of Robert Murray McShane. And Andrew Bonner has a wonderful book out, The Darien Life of Andrew Bonner. Every Christian should read it. It's a wonderful, wonderful volume. Andrew Bonner was the minister of a Free Church of Scotland in Glasgow, and there's a young man that attended his church that just thought Andrew Bonner was the greatest minister, the greatest preacher that ever lived. He was saved under his ministry. He loved going to hear him. And then at last, Andrew Bonner retired from the ministry, and this young man's heart was broken. He thought, well, who am I going to listen to now? What am I going to do now that Andrew Bonner has finished his ministry? And he was so hurt and so worried and so anxious, because he had just learned so much from this saintly man of God. Such was his distress of heart that he said, I can't even go back to church. I'm not going back to church. And so he started going to a park on Sundays and reading his Bible and taking his hymn book with him and just sitting on a park bench. But one Sunday, an unusual thing happened. A lady was walking through the park with a pram. There was a little toddler lying in the pram and another little boy sitting in the edge of the pram. And the little boy that was sitting on the edge of the pram was kind of leaning into the pram and leaning upon his younger brother. And the mother said to the little boy, stop leaning on Andrew Bonner. Isn't that an unusual situation? The little boy that was sitting in the pram, his name was Bonner. His younger brother was Andrew. And Bonner was leaning upon Andrew. And the mother said, stop leaning on Andrew Bonner. And that young man, who had so much faith and trust and confidence in a great man of God, Andrew Bonner, heard those words. Only God could bring about a situation like that. And he realized, I'm trusting and leaning upon Andrew Bonner, rather than leaning and trusting solely and completely upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Leaning on the everlasting arms, learn to trust him for all things. He can meet you at the point of need. Don't lean on others, but lean on Christ.